Hello everyone, and a very warm welcome to you, and thank you for joining us this morning. This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick bringing you Radio Tyneside's devotional programme, New Day Dawning. Our theme today is all about faith, and I'm going to begin with a well-loved hymn which has in it this really powerful line: "Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all." It's the hymn "When I Survey," sung here by Catherine Scott.
When I survey the wondrous cross on which the
When Jesus spoke to his disciples about love's demands, his disciples felt their faith was rather inadequate, for Jesus was preaching forgiveness for those whom they believed didn't deserve it. He was even speaking of loving one's enemies. And so this is where our Bible reading opens today. The disciples realize they'll need a lot more faith than they already possess to follow such teaching. So now they ask Jesus to do something about it. Here's the first part of that reading from Luke 17, reading from verse 5. The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." And Jesus replied, "If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it will obey you." So what is faith? In many ways in our modern world we act in faith without realizing it. We walk at doors and they open as we walk through them. We can walk into a dark room without even flicking a switch and know the light will come on. We place our hands under taps, and only when we do does the water come out. That's faith. Faith is even sitting in an aeroplane, fully expecting its massive bulk to rise up and take off into the air to a destination. There's a lyric in our next song which says, "Spirit lead me where my trust is without borders." It's a song called Oceans by Hillsong. It's one of my favourite songs at present.
You call me out upon the waters, the great unknown, where feet may fail. And there I find you in the mystery, in oceans deep, my faith will stand.
A Dutch woman called Corrie ten Boom was once imprisoned in a German concentration camp, and she later became an evangelist following World War II. Her definition of faith was this: "Faith is like radar that sees through the fog the reality of things at a distance that the human eye cannot see." How efficient is our radar system today? Are we full of faith? Or are we filled with many doubts and fears, great and small? Like our last song, we desperately need someone who will lead us through to safety when we're all at sea. Here's the hymn, "Lead Us, Heavenly Father, Lead Us."
Blessing, if our God, our Father.
Someone once said, faith is not really faith until it's all you're holding on to. Incidents occur in life which deeply affect us. Ill health, the death of a loved one, a broken relationship, a big shock or disappointment, perhaps some big rejection, any situation where our faith in God is tested. And it's so easy to wobble in stressful moments. And yet we desperately want to believe in God, to hold on to something that will get us through, help us survive. This next song is about someone trying to hold on to a thin thread of faith when life has suddenly become lonely and fearful and sad. It's called Faith Don't Fail Me Now, sung and written by Pete Scott from the album The Best of United Folk.
I've been trying on my own, been almost done and nearly dying on my own, alone and never coming to believe, refusing to receive the gifts you offer to me. To ride the highway in the night means riding blindly like a child into the night, while never wondering why we are drawing breath, refusing to accept the death you suffered for me. When my lock and key mentality was close to tearing down the line from you to me, and I can't see or bend my knee to bow, when I'm full of my grief, thinking only of my own pain and its relief, in a world that's always moving, never still, and I forget the hill you climb to set me free. When I can't go on, hope seems gone, I see the tree.
It is said that if we feed our faith, our doubts will starve. The American tennis champion Serena Williams recently spoke about preparing her mindset in the lead-up to Wimbledon this year. This is what she said. One day I woke up and I felt different. I felt like I can do better. I can do this. Not only can I do this, I am going to do this and there's nothing to stop me. Perhaps she'd been encountering doubts and fears. When we are determined to go forward, regardless of negative attitudes and doubt, we will experience great blessings, what author Anne Morrissey calls a cascade of grace. Let's listen to a song called Hard Times by Jamie Owen Collins, which might just be an encouragement to someone today.
Is the rain falling from the sky keeping you from singing? Is that tear falling from your eye 'cause the wind is stinging? Well, don't you fret now, child, don't you worry. The rain's to help you grow, so don't try to hurry the storm along. The hard times make you strong. Don't you know a seed could never grow if there were never showers? And though the rain might bring a little pain, just look at all the flowers. And don't you fret now, child. So don't try to hurry.
faith ever does burn low, then Scripture says, like a flame, it can be found back to life. Closed doors can spring open again, and things which we thought to be impossible suddenly becomes possible. Is this what Jesus meant by a mulberry tree being uplifted and thrown into the sea? But not only that, when we prove faithful in small things, God gives us greater things to do. That's where the next part of our reading comes in. Here we find that the follow-up to having faith is to put it into action, not because we must, but because we love God and want to go into action for him in this world and dream impossible dreams for his sake. According to one Jewish translation, faith is chutzpah, which simply means go for it. Here's Luther Vandross singing To Dream the Impossible Dream.
To dream the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, and to run where the brave dare not go. The unrightable wrong, and to love, hear and chase from afar, to try when your arms are too weary, to the unreachable star. This is not where to follow that star. Ooh, no matter how hopeless, no matter how far, to fight for the right without question a pause, to be willing to march, march into hell for that heavenly cause. And I know if I'll only be true to this glorious quest, that my peaceful and calm when I'm laid to my rest, and the world will be better for this. Oh, that one man scorned and covered with scars, with his last ounce of courage, to reach the unreachable.
So here is the second part of our Bible reading, which continues at verse 7 of Luke 17. Suppose one of you has a servant ploughing or looking after the sheep. Will he say to the servant when he comes in from the field, "Come along now and sit down to eat"? Won't he rather say, "Prepare my supper, get yourself ready and wait on me while I eat and drink. After that you may eat and drink"? Will he thank the servant because he did what he was told to do? So you also, when you have done everything you were told to do, should say, "We are unworthy servants. We have only done our duty." Can you imagine a company manager in this day and age ever saying to one of his employees, "Before you do what I've asked you to do, take a break. Put your feet up and have a snack." No, he'll say, "Get that done right away." To do what is asked of us as servants of God, and to do it to the very best of our ability, is our duty. It's up to us to honour and respect God as any servant would their master. But before we put faith into action, we have to be sure of the one in whom we place our faith. A young boy was once out for a walk on the cliffs with his dad. Two men approached and explained that there was a very rare plant they needed to gather some way down over the edge of the cliff. "If we lower you down," they said to the young boy, "would you mind collecting it for us?" To which the boy replied, "Only if my dad holds the rope." Now there's faith for you. Not only was the task doable, he knew it was only possible through putting his faith in someone he loved and trusted. Some words were once found written on an air raid shelter wall in Germany, which said, "I believe in the light, even when the sun doesn't shine. I believe in love, even when it isn't given. I believe in God, even when his voice is silent." And so, like those disciples in our Bible reading today, let us pray, "Lord, increase our faith." This is Radio Tyneside, hospital radio for Newcastle and Gateshead, broadcasting on Channel 1 of Hospedia, the ward entertainment system, on 1575 AM in the hospital community and on Radio Player. Thank you for listening to New Day Dawning today. Please join with us again next week. If you have any requests, comments, or you want to publicise up-and-coming events in the area, you can contact us online on info@radiotyneside.co.uk. Our final song is also a prayer for the rekindling of faith, in the hope that we can yet be made new again, to start over afresh, trusting and following and learning from the example Jesus set before us. Here is "Kindle the Flame" with Northumbria Community. Bye for now.